This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The decisions based on discussions of the day, here at your service, the hosts of the DJV program are me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan, all responsible for their own ideas and thoughts. Kara Schillen as well, at the controls in our studio in Washington, working our way through any number of items. I want to talk about whether or not liability insurance should be required for gun owners. Is that a good idea or not? With the backdrop being some of the shooting stories, the Dayton shooter. Actually, there's an update on that, Jennifer. What's the scoop about this friend?
Yeah, apparently it's amazing to me how quickly they can figure all this stuff out. But in the hours after the attack in Dayton, Ohio on August 4th, agents with the FBI and ATF, that's the Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco and Explosives, visited the home of Ethan Coley in Kettering, Ohio. Now, Coley told agents that he liked firearms, that he owned two pistols, and that he had bought body armor and firearms accessories for Connor Betts earlier in the year. Connor Betts is the guy who opened fire, killing nine people in Dayton, Ohio, including his sister. He is the one who we've been hearing a lot about, that he had this fascination with mass shootings, that really no one knew exactly what tipped him off the day that he went out and started shooting, but that was what he did, and he had help. Ethan Coley is 24. He allowed agents to search his home. They smelled marijuana. They saw a bong, basically a water pipe, and a Draco pistol, according to affidavits.
What's that?
They interviewed it's some kind of pistol. I don't know. It's just a brand of pistol. Oh. Agents then interviewed him again at his workplace on Thursday of last week. During that interview, he told agents that he had done drugs, hard drugs, and then he'd also done marijuana and LSD.
He being the guy who they're talking to, or
the accomplice.
Betts.
But he did it with Connor Betts several times a week between 2014 and 15. Mm-hmm. He also told agents that he had smoked marijuana every day for the past decade, according to the affidavit. When he filled out the ATF paperwork to get that pistol in May, he checked the no box when he was asked whether he was a regular user of marijuana or any other controlled substance. Agents explained that they were going to search him. In accordance with the search warrant they issued earlier in the day, he produced a bag of marijuana. He also had a .38 special revolver on him. He told agents that he grew psychedelic mushrooms at his home and explained the whole process as to how he did that. He stated that he microdoses the mushrooms on a constant basis, saying it provides him with energy and is fun. He asked why he lied on federal firearms forms. He told agents that if he told the truth about his drug use, he would not be allowed to purchase a firearm.
So what does that do to, just let me interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
What does that do to the value, the reliability, the credibility of any form? If you're asked whether or not you've done something wrong and you say no.
Nope. Well, that's the argument that gun owners tell you all the time, that, you know, the laws are going to only apply to people who are law-abiding, and that people who are wanting to mislead people or who are evildoers are going to still try to buck the system.
Yeah, I mean, if you know the system and you know you can't get a firearm permit if you admit to any of the things,
right.
Well, I mean, who's going to say that? That's a kind of an asinine way to approach this, because there's no fact. All it is speculation or whatever. If you're counting on people to tell you the truth who are doing that in the first place, what you can tell anything.
Oh, well, I don't understand why the form is asking for their own, you know, answer or opinion on something.
How do you prove it? Take a drug test before you get a gun.
Yeah, it needs to go beyond that or be something.
Is that a good idea, by the way, taking a drug test?
I was wondering the same thing because, you know, if you work at certain places and they can do a drug test, so you're not operating machinery or doing whatever, and if you found that you have drugs in your system, then you get fired for that. So I don't really understand why.
But what about if you live in a state where marijuana is legal?
Yeah.
Or even mushrooms are legal in Denver.
Well, so, but it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't matter in those workplaces. So if, I don't know, if it's illegal to operate a firearm, if you, I mean, if they specifically ask that on the form,
let me ask you something that's a naive question. If you get a drug test, can they separate out the different, like a marijuana result from taking other kinds of opioid or whatever?
Yeah, they know if you're on an antidepressant or if it's marijuana in your system. Yeah, okay, it definitely can pick out all those.
You get a drug test, you have a test, and you wait for the results of the test. You don't get a gun, and if marijuana is your system, that's one thing, but if it's other hard stuff, you don't get a gun.
But then there's the argument that says, do you want the government to know what things are in your system at all times? Do you want that filed with the government?
Well, if it's illegal.
If someone's trying to buy a gun and they have that in their system and it's illegal,
I'm okay
then,
with
like,
that. Yeah, as much as I'm a libertarian and I don't like most of these laws.
There's a lot of privacy issues, though. I don't know. I mean...
We got somehow do something about the gun stuff. Yep. All right.
Yeah, we have to do something about the drug addicts and the mental cases who hold them, and that's part of this. Is that okay? This guy does drugs, and he did drugs with Connor Betts. That's part of Connor Betts' story. He said he didn't know he was helping him plan an attack when he bought all of these accessories.
Oh,
he's the one that actually bought the body armor, the 100-round double drum magazine, and an upper receiver for an AR-15, which is part of the gun's frame.
He didn't know
all of those items were being used in the attack.
Right. Okay. Yeah, of course he didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's still his, he's still at fault.
Can you go to jail for being stupid?
Oh, he's been arrested. He's been charged. He's facing, I think, 14 years in prison.
Good. Yeah. Okay. That takes care of him then. So let's go to San Jose, Jennifer, where the mayor would like to require liability insurance. Think about this for a second. All the liability insurance you have. Own a home, or even if you're renting an apartment, you have liability insurance to protect you and the owner of the facility. You drive a car, you have liability insurance. Protect you from what you might do to somebody or what they might do to you. So is liability insurance, if you're a gun owner, what are the arguments for or against having liability insurance to protect you from, well, mostly from what you might do to somebody else, I guess much as anything else?
I think mandated insurance of any kind is unconstitutional. Car, gun,
yeah, damn it! I'm canceling my insurance on my car right now.
I think it's unconstitutional. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that we all have to carry enforced insurance.
So why are we required to get a driver?
When that was written, it didn't. The cars didn't exist. That's the argument that I don't understand. When people like say, "Oh, well, that's not in the Constitution." Well, a lot of stuff isn't in the Constitution. That was 250 years ago. That doesn't make sense.
Mandated insurance is unconstitutional. I don't want someone to tell me I have to have a certain type of insurance. I just don't. I want to choose it. If I don't have it, then I deal with the consequences. And I believe that it is wrong to enforce people to have insurance, whether it's gun or otherwise. Maybe that's me being too libertarian. I just don't buy it.
But do you know how many people have gotten into car accidents before in states where
do you know how many illegals
mandatory?
I have to pay for to get use health insurance?
And the illegals
in California?
Don't have any insurance.
Yeah, I'm talking about car insurance.
Sure. They don't have car insurance either.
No, they don't have anything. Yeah, all right, so that's an interesting sideways approach to that, Jennifer. I hadn't thought about it that way. I know that I'm looking at the premiums because it's now time for me to pay. This is my anniversary of the farm insurance, the plates, all that stuff, and it's damned expensive, thousands of dollars a year. And should it be required to be gun owners or in general?
You didn't carry health insurance on yourself for a long time, didn't you? Didn't you just have, like, a savings account?
Yep, medical savings account. I didn't have any insurance at all. Yep, that's true. Well, I don't much. I'm like
that's
you.
That's not something I'm happy. I don't have health insurance right now, and I'm that's not something I'm happy about.
Well, in some cases, you can argue that it's betting against yourself. Insurance is, when you have insurance policies, it's betting against you. Because most of the insurance policies that'll protect you, whether they're health insurance policies or whether they're liability in the car or the house or whatever it is, you're betting against you. And that's an argument that holds
Well, car
up,
insurance
guess,
is betting thing. Against someone else, too. You know,
well,
someone
it depends
else
on the kind of
driving.
Insurance it is. It depends on the type of insurance that you have. If you've got a note on the car, you have to carry liability insurance to protect you from somebody else hitting you. If you don't have a note, you don't have to have that, and I don't. I don't carry that kind of insurance on the vehicles that I have that
Well, you don't
I
have to have
for.
Fire and theft, but I think you have to have basic liability. Depending on the state. In New Jersey, you do.
Yeah, in Massachusetts, you don't. All right, that's good. That's a that really is interesting, Jennifer. The business about it. So
people hate paying insurance. Yeah. I think we all agree that no one wants to pay.
Well, because they're ripoff. They don't want to pay.
People hate paying until you know don't have any insurance and you really need it.
Well, I'll tell you that you know the time I went to the hospital in March and I was there for like what 2 hours. I was like, oh, this is great. My insurance, $100. I pay the you know, the whatever, the $100 to for the emergency room visit.
Yeah.
And guess what? I just got last week. A $700 bill. I can't tell you that they did $700 worth of stuff to me. They looked at me. They said, "Oh, you're panicking."
Did the insurance pay for that?
That's what I thought. And now they're sending me another bill saying the insurance company isn't paying for that.
I'd be filing that in the circular file.
Right.
See you later. Adios, my son.
I'd rather just take my chance and pay cash.
And my
daughter. But you know what? I took my chance the last time I didn't have insurance, and it cost me $3,000 for a Benadryl because I had an allergic reaction to strawberries. I wish I had insurance then, too.
And that's the problem, literally the week charging before. Too much. It's the problem.
I wouldn't be paying that
you can't
one
get
either.
Out of it.
I'd let them take me to court and prove that it's $3,000.
Doug, I didn't have money to go to court and fight a hospital. I mean, come on. That's not the answer for everybody.
No,
but
it's
not a realistic way to live.
I'm dying to hear about your son and daughter, though, Doug. What's happening?
Ha, 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 ha. It's just my son and daughter drive the same kind of a car, Volkswagen station wagon. And my son's car was parked out in front of his house, and there's construction going on next door. And somebody backed into his vehicle and caused him $5,900 worth of damage, to which there was, no note on the car. Nobody knows who it is. The cars, the trucks that are on the work, they're all banged up. And so you can't tell by looking at the trucks who backed into his car. So he brought it to get it fixed, and he has a $1,000 deductible. And so here's $1,000. But if he didn't have that kind of insurance on the car, he would have about $5,900 when he went to turn the car back in
again. So that's what I'm saying. No one likes paying insurance until you really need it.
Yeah.
And then you're happy you have it.
I use that example. Yeah, right. All right, 18 after the hour. Here's something very exclusive that is not talked about in many radio circumstances, because the hosts of most programs don't have the same philosophy about health that I do. I will not endorse a product or have the ladies talk about something that isn't all natural, that hasn't been vetted by people who really know the ins and outs. In this case, I have Jack and Ken check out most of these things. Calitrin, which is the best way to lose weight. You've been hearing me talk about this for a couple of years, and obviously the message must work, or there wouldn't be continuing to have me tell the story. It is the best way for you to lose weight because it's safe, it's natural. It's not going to give you, we've been talking off and on today about caffeine and what you get when you drink too much of it. But there's no caffeine. Most of the weight loss products have caffeine in them. Calitrin does not. It relies on collagen, which is a natural protein that occupies 30% of your body's mass, and just happens that you stop making it on your own when you're in your 20s, and that's why you get a little heavier as you get a little older. So you reintroduce it through Calitrin, and it starts then reproducing itself, and before you know it, you're working on the same level that you did when you were 20 to lose fat and gain muscle. That's what it's about. Every night you take 4 of these capsules before you go to bed, let it do its work, and then keep on the program so you can keep the weight off. Go to toploss.com, check the box for DJV, and lose the weight. You'll get $20 off the 90-day supply with the DJV code and also free shipping. But the important thing to remember is that it works and it's all natural. Take my word for it. You want Calitrin to lose weight and to keep it off. Use the DJV code for $20 off the 90-day supply and free shipping. That's at toploss.com.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains.
Yeah. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone, so I'm gonna love you now like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone.
So we're going to kiss you, ladies, when I'm gone.
Like it's all I have.
Louis, going to kiss.
Not sure how to respond to that.
Yeah. That sounded very Jeffrey Epstein.
Did it?
Oh, it wasn't me.
Who's going to kiss us when you're gone?
All right. So yeah. Who's going to kiss you? Isn't that the name of this song? John Legend here.
Love Me Now. Yeah.
Love Me Now. Traveling to Ohio to visit with the citizens of Dayton. This guy is a very special guy, I think. I've liked him a lot for the last couple of years till they really figured out what he's all about. He says, you have no choice. You have to keep going. During the tour of the district where the mayor traveled with him, the district where the shootout took place, Legend brought clothing for his children in the local shops, a shop for hats for himself, and then had dinner in the district before playing a surprise set at Blind Bob's Bar, which is near the spot where the shooting took place. After the visit, he posted some pictures of his trip on Instagram saying, quote, continue to support each other and be as loving and caring as we can with each other. He also had a picture from his surprise club show in the city writing, posted that. I just played a few songs to try to help bring comfort to some of the survivors of last week's tragedy. My heart breaks for everyone who lost someone. I love how everybody rallies around one another during the times of grief. But our nation should not keep putting ourselves through these preventable traumas. Yes, amen to that. Let's fix it together. Wish we could get some people that agreed on how to fix it. I guess that's the bottom line. Legend was one of the number of artists who spoke out after the shootings last week. Gaga did her part by announcing over the weekend that she'll be partnering with DonorsChoose.org to fund 162 classroom projects needed in Dayton and El Paso and Gilroy. Did you see that? I saw that yesterday. I didn't mention it. I meant to mention it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty impressive and important.
She puts her money where her mouth is.
I was going to say. That seems to be her style.
Yeah.
It seems to be. That's what she's all about. So
Good for both of them. I quite like both of them, actually. Have they ever done anything together, by the way? Anybody know?
No. Not that I'm aware of, no.
Be an interesting...
That would be good. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it would be interesting. All right, let's see here. Next up, musically, at 26 after the hour in the DJV program, Victoria, Kara, and I have a focus on NSYNC. Let's say your best friend Jennifer should be here for this one.
I know,
obsessed,
right?
With NSYNC, and their birthday is coming up. You can now make their dream come true with a personalized video from Lance Bass or Joey Fatone. Platform called Cameo will allow you to get a special greeting made by Lance for $199 or Joey for $150. Lance is worth more than Joey.
I was going to say, I'm curious who makes the prices here.
Yeah.
Or Joey.
I guess Lance is worth more than Joey.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Joey, everybody loves Joey, but Lance is more high profile. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Yeah.
Cameo has all different types of entertainers, musicians, actors, models, reality stars, YouTubers, and they all have different prices from $5 to $500. I want to know who's $5. And how do they get them? You know, I mean, I think that's cheaper. Even if it's somebody who just says, hi, happy birthday to someone. $199.
I looked at this
like
entire
Lance.
List, and
yeah.
If you get below, like, where Joey is at $150, it's people I've never even heard of.
Yeah, right. Yeah, forget that.
Like, I have no idea what they even do. It's very obscure.
You can
someone has, there are a bunch of people that have a $7 fee. Why?
Right.
Isn't that,
why
it's like, it? Not 5, not 10, but let's go with 7.
Seven.
I'm worth $7.
Celebrity actually greets them by their name, maybe even throws a couple of personal touches like your birth date or favorite food. So there you go. That's how you get personal videos from pop artists here. It's Tommy Lee. Wait a minute. Look at this. Tommy Lee charges $350 for the same thing. Vince Neil from Motley Crue, $300. Dee Snider is $200. Let's see. Frank Stallone is $100. Carney Wilson and Lisa Loeb, $75. Suppose it's all relative, right? I don't even care. But, let's see. Who would I like to get
that's the thing.
Think about that. Most of those people are dead. 28 after the hour on the DJV program. One more day.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Matt and Kelly love the county fair because the food's as much fun as the rides. It's why they secure their dentures with Super Poly Grip to make sure everything is on the menu.
We have a winner!
Poly Grip!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police shootings leading the news again as one California Highway Patrol officer is dead, two others wounded after a shootout with a suspect on Freeway 215 in Riverside last evening. The Riverside Police Chief says,
there are no other suspects and we have no reason to believe that there is any ongoing danger to the public.
Of the two cops injured, one's in critical condition, the other expected to recover. The suspect was also killed. His motive is under investigation. In New Haven, Connecticut, a police captain's recovering after being shot while off duty last night. It happened when he intervened in a shootout between two suspects. One of the suspects was killed. The surge at last check was continuing for the second. The captain's in stable condition. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Use it or lose it. This is the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, both strong in their own way. They've got strong muscles. They have strong minds. Perfect. And if you don't use your muscles, you don't use your mind, they wither. They go away. So let's use your muscles for what they are intended, making your body work. And same thing with your mind. Use that mind. It's there to work and serve you so that you can serve yourself. I think that's sort of a byword for me anyway. I'm very much into keeping my body and my mind in shape. Hopefully you are as well. And then we're going to look in a moment as we try to figure out whether 29 is too old to be sexy anymore. Listen up for that. First, though, a focus on whether you can buy a house, whether you can afford a house, what it costs to buy a house, some home sales info and stats, mortgage news. Mortgages are less expensive now. The rate went down a little, right, Victoria?
Yeah, so here's the interesting thing that's going on right now with the U.S. housing market. Interest rates are dropping. American mortgages are actually cheaper now than they have been in years. The economy seems to be strong. And which all of that together should equal a booming housing market, but it's not booming. An actual, the report from the last month, from July, just came out. Existing home sales have gone down 2% just from May, and they're down 2.2% from a year earlier. And so that's actually on par with home sales back in 2015. So the American housing market has actually been stagnated for 4 years. And last week,
yours, is that true in your, I think it depends on where you are in the country, don't you?
There's some interesting stuff here. This is coming from the Mortgage Bankers Association. So this is across, and yes, there are going to be certain areas that, you know, are going to be selling better than other areas. But they said that last week, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage fell to the lowest it's been since November of 2016. Now, the average rate on a mortgage loan that's below $480,000 now stands at 4.01%. The same 30-year mortgage for a higher loan balance has a 3.9% interest rate. That's really low. That's a really good, great deal for a mortgage.
Good, yeah.
Now, the mortgage rates have fallen because the Fed cut the interest rates, and so we know that. And so here's the thing. All of that, and the unemployment is way down. So all of that together should equal an amazing market right now. And the problem is no one's buying. And I see there in my area here, we're on the Jersey Shore, which is always an area that sells well.
Yep,
and
shoreline.
Everything is for sale.
Yeah,
and we're also half a mile from the train that goes right into Penn Station. That's really where people, not just the beach, but people really need to commute into New York City.
Yeah.
So that's really where the value comes from. That's exactly. Yeah. So, but there, everything is for sale and nothing's moving. And the reason that they think nothing is moving is, first of all, I think everyone has way outpriced their own houses. I think people think, oh, it's a good economy, let's put the house on the market, and they're charging way too much, and so no one's biting. And the other thing that's really interesting, they said mortgage applications are only up 5.3%. And they're trying to, so the Mortgage Bank Association is trying to look into all the little minutiae here. The interesting thing is refinancing is up 116% from this time last year. So that shows that people don't care about a new mortgage or moving. They don't want to take on something that they can't afford. They're just going to refinance and stay in the home that they're already in, and maybe do, you know, some renovations or whatever. So that's not good for new, you know, for the housing market.
All right. So
the other thing
really...
that they also, well, the other thing that they also have cited, new construction is down in terms of productivity because there are fewer construction workers. A lot of, you know, let's be honest, a lot of the ICE raids have scared off laborers.
Yeah, you're going to pay more for chicken, too, because of that same thing. That's what's going to happen is the price of chicken is going to go sky high because they're raiding all the chicken plants and getting rid of the illegals that are working on the chicken.
And you're going to pay a lot more. Yeah, so construction companies don't have the laborers that they need. There are tariffs on aluminum and steel and lumber that is coming out of Canada no longer and things like that. So all of these, the construction aspect of this is also way down. New construction is not, builders can't afford to be building 10 houses at a time. They're still catching up from 2015. And so all of this together is kind of, you know, it doesn't look great for the future of real estate in the next couple of years.
I think it depends on where you are. That's, as I said before, the two areas that I spend most of my time, Massachusetts, suburban Boston, my town, Framingham, even after that video that shows the cops being ridiculous. The value, real estate here, I have a friend lives across the street from me, been in the real estate business, father was before him, whole family's in the real estate business. They're busier than a one-armed paper hanger. His stuff is selling the upscale, expensive stuff that they represent, and that's homes 500,000 to 5 million. That stuff is selling, it's in and it's out. He has one older house that is in town that's on the market for $899. It's a huge house, 23 rooms, and old, built in the 1730s, I think. And it's a magnificent place. It used to belong to my friend, the state rep, who passed away last year. And so his wife is selling it. They fixed it all up. It's a fabulous place and cheap at $899. And it takes a particular buyer that wants that kind of a house, because it's a lot of upkeep and that sort of thing. But anything new around, anything that's even 100 years old, my home is about 100 years old, and if I put this on the market today, I would sell it tomorrow. It just is, and it's an expensive home. It just is the way it is, but that's around here. And some other places, you go to the Midwest, like places we're talking in the news this week, El Paso and Dayton, places like that, nobody wants to live there for any number of reasons.
My parents just sold a house. They had a second house in South Carolina, and it took them 2.5 years to sell it, and they sold it for a loss. So,
really?
I think that you're just in a booming area right now. So I think that
Los Angeles, where I also am, it's crazy buying places there.
And everywhere around me, the town I grew up in, which is about 15 minutes south of where we live now, every house, you can't get into the town for less than $2 million, and everything is for sale. And I think people are just putting a sign out front just to see what they can
see
maybe
what happens.
Get.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
And a lot of stuff just isn't moving. The other thing that's interesting, and we don't know the answer to this yet, but the 2017 tax reform that limited the tax deductible mortgage of interest, it capped it at $10,000.
That's a problem.
So they're saying that they don't know yet, and we probably won't know for a few years what the actual effect is, but they are saying that prospective home buyers are being more cautious in high tax areas. All of New Jersey is a high tax area. That's why this is the number one state that people moved out of last year, because the property taxes are insane.
And number two state people moved out of last year was California, for the same exact reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's too damned expensive to live there, and the politics are crazy.
I couldn't buy a condo that's going to have less than $10,000 in taxes.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I mean, that is really crazy.
Yep, it is. Speaking of crazy, a young lady named Bebe Rexha, apparently a singer. I don't know her. You ladies know her.
You know her because she sang that big hit with Florida Georgia Line. It's meant to be, it'll be. We used to play it all the time. It was like the number one song for a year straight on the charts.
All right. So she was told by a male music executive that she's getting too old to be sexy. Apparently she posted a picture of her in some lingerie, black lingerie, and this was the criticism over her age and social media presence was something that turned this guy off, or said, you know, grow up, act your age, whatever it is.
Well,
so that's why I asked
the
question.
She was sending mixed messaging because she's, 29 and getting older, but she's still sending out these sexy messages. And I think we've got a real problem in our society if we're saying that 29 is too old, because then what's the right age, like 16?
Well,
you
get back to the Epsteins of the world and that whole thing about what is sexy. And, I think a lot of women, as they get into their 40s and 50s, are very sexy.
And
but I guess
I think
it depends on
most.
Who's...
I mean, I'm sure there are some men who, obviously, there are 50-year-old dudes who are marrying like 23-year-olds. So obviously, they're into the whole younger thing. But I think most men really think that women are the sexiest when they, start reaching into their 30s and 40s,
maturity.
And they get really confident in themselves, because I think that's when most women hit that mark. So, I don't know. It's
all
stupid.
Right.
She just had a huge hit, so I think she'll be okay.
She'll be okay. So let's go to the next the next stop on our trail.
Also, only you would bring up these stories.
Is an adult strip club in Omaha, Nebraska, looking for women, stay-at-home moms, to dance at the club for extra cash. Advertisement appeared outside of Candy's Gentleman's Club. It reads, quote, fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, earn extra cash, apply inside. Some of the people live around there not too happy with the advertising strategy. They asked that the sign be taken down. One of the local city councilmen said that the establishment had its liquor license denied but is going through the appeal process. The city council voted to recommend that the Liquor Control Commission deny a license to this outfit, siding with residents unhappy about the location, which is near a school. Well, what came first? How'd they get the license to be there unless they were there before they put the school up. That's pretty specious. I mean, it may be a little raw to be putting an ad out that says, if you're a stay-at-home mom or an extra cash, that might be a little distasteful. But, you know, the liquor license, somebody had to be either, they got the liquor license before the school was there, and then somebody consciously decided to build a school next to the place. That's not their fault. I can't see that as being a reason to get all worked up about this place. They were there first. Anyway, the guy who owns it wanted to build a bikini bar first. He prefers that a nude club, that he prefers the strip, the bikini bar to the nude club. And he says he'll change if he gets his liquor license back. They are seeking talent on Facebook. So if you want to be in Omaha, which is where...
That's a great place to
Warren
find
Buffett
good-looking
is.
People.
Right, yeah. Exactly. The houses there are not expensive, by the way, Victoria. I'm betting houses...
I have no interest in moving there, sorry.
I was going to say, this is not a selling point for me.
Yeah.
Here's something that I want to sell you. Right here, right now, at 46 and change past the hour... I haven't done a demonstration for a while, so here, listen to this. Okay, hear that? That's me snapping open a tube of power swabs so that I can give you a demonstration on the air of how easy it is to just take the Q-tip that has all the ingredients that are in the tube, developed by dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger, to whiten my teeth. So I do this with regularity about once a week or so, sometimes once every 10 days. And with that, this are the stains that are my. I don't drink coffee and tea. Well, I drink some tea, a little bit the life different the tea that we have. But I don't smoke and I don't do. But you know, just in aging, your teeth get yellow. So let's whiten them up, shall we? And that's all the time it takes. What I just did, I covered all my teeth, bingo bango, and in the next 5 minutes, I can sit in front of a mirror. Maybe I turn on the Facebook and you can see me in my white smile. How about that? No sensitivity at all. So if you want to look younger, get rid of the stains, have a nice smile, let's call 800-208-1797 and order Power Swabs to be delivered to you very quickly. And when you use the DJV code, when you call that number, you can't get it online, you can't buy it in a store. You got to call 800-208-1797, but take my word for it. This stuff works better than anything else because it protects your teeth. The other stuff that whitens your teeth is great. Yeah, oh, yeah, except it eats away at your enamel, and you'll have more cavities. Who wants that? This protects the enamel, and it's very inexpensive. So call 800-208-1797 so you can do what I just did on the air. Use power swabs to whiten your teeth every week. Takes a few minutes, bingo, you're done. Power swabs in your home, whiten your teeth, 800-208-1797. Call them now, use the DJV code, and it will cost you exactly half what the retail price is for power swabs.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
ValeroCleanGas.com. Isn't that cool? Fueled by Valero, this program... There's a top-tier certified quality fuel identified at the Valero station. When you get it, keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. It is better fuel. Valero, V-A-L-E-R-O, becoming more of a national brand. You see the stations around more than... It's that light turquoise-colored station if you're looking for. What does it look like? Light turquoise. Valero brings you the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth process. Product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An old moment. Coming back. Music from Beverly Hills Cop. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Moments on the DJV program. So we just celebrated Eddie Murphy's birthday a while ago, so it can't be that. Was it Judge Ringhold? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Who
was
the Reinhold.
Reinhold, yeah. Maybe it's his birthday. He hasn't been around. Where'd he go? He disappeared, didn't he? Seems to have disappeared.
He did some stuff for the Disney Network. I haven't seen him in a while, though. I liked him, actually. That's the theme to Beverly Hills Cop. And, you know, what's interesting about Eddie Murphy, for many years, they tried to put together a sequel, a part four to Beverly Hills Cop, but never materialized. But anyway, they released a trailer to a new comedy he's doing yesterday on the internet called Dolomite Is My Name. And it looks very, very funny. It looks like old school Eddie Murphy doing what he does best, and now he's
finally. I thought there was another Beverly Hills Cop coming. I thought No.
Well, I've talked about it for a long time because they've tried to develop a script. They've had a different director, producer, but yeah. For whatever reason, has never gotten off the ground. But he's currently starting to film a sequel to Coming to America, which will be out next Christmas, not this. Christmas.
See, I can't
Christmas.
Be bothered with that. So, I thought that was awful. It was a waste of time.
Really? Nah, I didn't think it was amazing, but I thought it was solid. But it was made in 1988. The question is, our audience is going to react in 2020. But this new film, you should watch the trailer. It's called Dolomite Is My Name. Looks really, really good. But I don't think we're going to see a Beverly Hills Cop 4 anytime soon. That's having said that, the original one in 84, guess how many times I saw that in a movie theater?
Five.
Ten. That's pretty nutty, right?
It is nutty. Well, but you're kind of nuts. Makes sense.
I had a good time, though.
Yeah. What about you? Are you all worked up about Liam Hemsworth splitting from Miley Cyrus? Is that something that's happening?
Yeah, it's really got me. I had trouble sleeping.
Oh, come on. I'm sad for him. She left him. He just released a statement this morning. It's sad.
Yeah.
Well, he basically said that, you know, we separated. I wish her nothing but the best. And, you know, and just said, you know, he's not going to be talking to the press about it. He's back in Australia with his family, and he's sad.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
So, it's all right.
I'm glad she told me that, Doug. What about you?
I'm happy that
Chuck,
he's okay.
No.
Be nice.
I'll try.
All right, Chucker. What else in the movie newsletter bag?
You know, we listen to this story. We always talk about the importance of how prevalent streaming has gotten content. Yeah. HBO Max reportedly is looking to cut a deal of $1.5 billion to acquire the rights to Friends and The Big Bang Theory. That's a lot of money. Yeah. Those actors and actresses will never, ever, ever have to work again. They've made so much, which tells you, the sitcom has a lot of juice long term. Unlike drama, dramas don't play well in syndication. But when you're changing the channels, and you know, I'll change the channel.
I don't think
Two and a Half
true.
Men comes on.
Are you
Two
kidding?
And a Half
Blue
Men
Bloods,
comes on.
Chicago, PD. Those things are all the old Law and Orders. I don't think that's true at all. But I do think.
Here's why I disagree with you. Because you have to watch a show. A lot of these shows like Blue Bloods, you have to sort of watch in order. It's hard to watch from the end to the beginning or the middle if you're not
right,
watching.
They're
episodically from the beginning.
Connected. Yeah,
but sitcoms, I think you could almost watch any episode and get into it. That's why they have more viability.
I've been paying more attention. We were talking about this earlier. These guys are making still $20-25 million a year individually on the reruns of Friends. They, as you said, they don't have to work for the rest of their lives.
No, it's a good deal.
It's a fabulous deal for them.
And actually, if you're a fan of Friends, this is the 25th anniversary of Friends, and in September and October for, I believe, three nights, as three different dates, they're going to show in about 1,000 theaters around the country four episodes of Friends. In a movie theater. Right. And I guess if you're a fan, that's pretty cool. Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch a TV show in a movie theater?
Yes. It's kind
what
of weird.
Watch?
It's weird.
Yeah.
I watched the Elvis TV special that was on TV in 68. I watched that.
Okay. I watched season 9 final of The Walking Dead in a movie theater with about 150 people. I actually thought it was pretty cool. I did. I liked it. Yeah.
You upset that Sarah Silverman got fired from a movie for an old blackface photo that she had posted?
I saw that story. I don't know what to make of it. I don't think she should have been fired.
Yeah. Is she funny?
Is what it is, though. All right, Doug, always a pleasure.
Okay, Chuck. Yes, it's a pleasure for us here on the DJV program. It's 59 past the hour.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.